From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. Our educational system is one of the finest in the world. Today, nearly every child in the United States gets a high school education, and many go on to take advanced schooling. Teachers of today face a growing problem: how to keep their courses and programs up to date. We live in an age of rapid advances where new discoveries which affect nearly every field of endeavor are made every day. Many fields are changing so rapidly that teachers are unable to keep up with the latest developments. The University of Alaska recognizes the need for teachers to keep informed of the latest developments in their fields. For the past several years, the university has offered special courses and programs for teachers to attend during the summer months. These programs provide the teachers with the latest information in teaching techniques and methods, as well as developments in their fields. Today we will discuss one such program, an institute in English sponsored by the U.S. Office of Education under a grant from the National Defense Education Act, the NDEA Institute in English. Our story today on This Is Your University. We have with us today Dr. Minnie Wells, director of the NDEA Institute in English. Dr. Wells, could you tell us a little bit about your program?
The Institute in English is designed to improve the competence of high school English teachers by giving them intensive training in the latest materials and concepts.
What sort of program will you have to accomplish this?
Our program includes work in applied linguistics, the oral structure of English, oral studies in prose and poetry, and techniques of teaching composition and literature.
Who will be teaching the Institute, and just where do they come from?
The faculty members will be university teachers, high school English teachers, and department heads. They represent universities and high schools from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Los Angeles to Fairbanks and College.
Well, what sort of person can attend the Institute?
Applicants must hold a bachelor's degree with a major in English or the equivalent. They must have at least 1 year of teaching experience and give reasonable assurance that they will be teaching English or supervising high school English teachers next year.
When will the Institute be held?
It will be held on the main campus of the university from June 26th through August 4th.
What about accommodations for the Institute participants? Will they be able to stay on campus?
Yes. Participants may live in the university dormitories and buy their meals at the university if they wish. They may also receive a stipend of $75 a week plus $15 for each dependent while attending the Institute.
Just how does one go about applying for admission?
They should contact me at the university and I will send them a brochure and application forms. The completed forms must be postmarked by March 20th. Those who are selected will be notified in early April.
This sounds like quite a program. Have you had many applicants so far?
Yes, we've already received over 300 applications from some 49 states.
Well, this certainly does sound like your program is going to be a big success, Dr. Wells. Thank you for telling us about it today. We've been talking with Dr. Minnie Wells, director of the NDEA Institute in English at the University of Alaska, on This Is Your University. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university.
The sign over the door reads Instant Epicenters Incorporated. Inside, an intense individual sits before a large black box, staring intently at a series of wavy lines that move slowly across a screen. He jots notes furiously and mutters in a language that might be English, French, German, or Japanese. This is the heart of a new seismological research program at the University of Alaska, and it's our story today on This Is Your University. Although Alaska and the Aleutian Chain constitute one of the major earthquake zones of the world, seismological research at the University of Alaska began only recently. In 1963, Dr. Edward Berg, a German scientist, formerly associated with the Institute of Scientific Research in Central Africa and the University of California at Berkeley, joined the staff of the Geophysical Institute to initiate a program of seismic research. The heart of Dr. Berg's program is a large instrument nicknamed the Black Box, located in a laboratory at the Institute. Mounted on the face of the box is a large illuminated screen across which a series of wavy lines slowly move. The box displays telemetered data gathered from four remote seismic stations. Seismographs from the four stations are shown simultaneously on the screen. Using the box, the scientists can compute the epicenter and magnitude of any large earthquake in Alaska within minutes after it occurs. They can also plot approximate epicenters for large earthquakes occurring anywhere in the world. The four seismic stations sending signals to the box are located at Pedro Dome near Fairbanks, Tanana on the Yukon River, Taneta Pass between Palmer and Glen Allen, and Big Mountain on the Alaska Peninsula. These stations are located adjacent to radio facilities of the Alaska Communication System. Signals from the stations are relayed to the Institute through the ACS facilities, just like a normal telephone call. Approximately 20 Alaskan earthquakes are recorded daily in this manner. The Institute also operates two conventional seismographs at Black Rapids and McKinley Park. Volunteers living in these areas maintain the seismographs and send the records to the Institute. These two stations provide invaluable data on the seismic activity of the Alaska Range. The location and classification of earthquakes in Alaska is only a minor part of the seismological research at the Institute. The prime purpose of the research is to obtain a better knowledge of the Earth and the Earth's crust. The crust is a thin veneer about 20 miles thick, which covers the Earth and makes up its continental masses. It is bent, torn, and generally mutilated by the great tectonic forces which produce earthquakes. Inspection of the seismic waves as they travel from their source sometimes yields clues to unsuspected formations or structures within the crust. Several large subterranean magma chambers, which supply lava to volcanoes of the Alaska Peninsula, were recently discovered through this technique by Susumu Kubata, an assistant geophysicist at the Institute. In addition, several large undulations in the narrow area between the crust and the underlying mantle of the same region are being investigated. The recordings necessary to carry out this research were obtained over the past 2 years by members of the Seismological Laboratory. During the summer times, they took measurements in the Valley of 10,000 Smokes in the Katmai National Monument. From the seismologist's point of view, there is nothing more stimulating than a nice earthquake, and Alaska, according to Dr. Berg and his staff, provides the volcanoes, the faults, and the earthquakes to satisfy even the most ambitious of earth scientists. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.
From the University of Alaska, this is your university. I would like to go to college, but I'm not getting the grades. It's not that I can't, it just seems that I'm not interested. The environment I'm in just isn't right for someone trying to go to college. I find myself disagreeing with my teachers constantly, which gets me in a lot of trouble.
I did well in the summer program. The work was stepped up at a faster pace and more challenging. I like this because it keeps me busy. I came across this saying when I was reading A Different Drummer by Henry David Thoreau, which helps me to understand myself a little better. If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away. This poignant letter from a 15-year-old boy is a request for help. It was in the form of an application for the University of Alaska's Upward Bound program. This summer, the university will offer its second such program aimed at finding and redirecting economically and culturally handicapped high school students towards a higher education. This program is our story today on This Is Your University. In 1965, the United States government began a unique program designed to encourage high school students, handicapped by an inadequate economic, cultural, and educational environment, to seek further schooling beyond high school. The program, called Upward Bound, was funded by Title IIA of the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964. This first year, 18 pilot projects were held throughout the nation. The results were so promising, the program began on a national level the following year, 1966. The University of Alaska was one of approximately 200 educational institutions to offer an Upward Bound program in 1966. 73 high school students from throughout the state attended a two-month summer session at the university. The program included regular high school classes in mathematics, language, and science, and special interest classes, such as photography, music, or drama. In addition, the students participated in a wide range of extracurricular activities. 58 of the students attending this first session were natives. For some who came from outlying districts, this was their first visit to a large city, Fairbanks. A few of these students saw horses and cows for the first time. To give the students as wide a view as possible of our society, the Upward Bound program leaders scheduled numerous field trips to places of interest in the state. This year, the university will hold its Upward Bound program from June 12th to August 4th. It is open to high school students who will have completed either their junior or sophomore years and whose families have incomes below certain levels. Students for the program will be selected from applicants suggested by high school teachers and administrators, local community action agencies, VISTA volunteers, and from applications from students themselves. Participants will receive board and room at the university, funds for books and school supplies, and a stipend of $10 a week throughout the eight-week program. Upward Bound doesn't end when the students leave the university in August. It follows the students back to their high schools. Specially selected contact personnel in each high school work with these students, giving them encouragement and assistance. The Upward Bound program director travels to high schools to meet with the students and review their progress. Most of the Upward Bound students who are graduating from high school this spring are already making plans to continue their education at universities or technical schools. Upward Bound personnel assist them in making applications. Thus, Upward Bound gives these promising high school students, handicapped by a poor economic, cultural, and educational environment, the drive and the purpose to continue on to higher education. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. The University of Alaska is growing. Main campus enrollment is increasing more than 15% a year. On-campus enrollment next fall will be well above the 2,000 mark, and by 1970 it should be well above 3,000. Enrollment in the university's six community colleges, now more than 1,500 students, is increasing at an even more rapid rate. To prepare for the oncoming deluge of students, the university is constantly expanding, building new buildings and remodeling old ones to serve more useful purposes. Academic buildings, research buildings, service buildings, streets, walks, and parking areas, all these facilities are constantly being expanded. This summer, the sounds of university construction again will be heard in college and in Anchorage. And this construction is our story today on This Is Your University. The major effort in the University of Alaska's construction program this summer will be in Anchorage at the site of a new $3.5 million campus for the Anchorage Community College. Financed by a general obligation bond issue approved by Alaskan voters last November, the campus will be located at Providence Avenue and Lake Otis Road near Alaska Psychiatric Institute and Providence Hospital. A six-building complex will include a two-story classroom and administrative building, a two-story library, a science and economics building, a food service center, a music building, and a building to house maintenance shops. The target date for the completion of the complex is early 1968. Construction on the main campus at college this summer will be confined to street improvements and site preparation for two new buildings. The buildings were included in last November's $16.9 million general obligation bond issue. The largest single project will be the improvement of campus streets and parking areas at an estimated cost of $750,000. Included in this project are paving portions of the Bunnell Building parking lot, paving an access road, streets and parking areas for the West Ridge region, and paving streets in faculty and student housing areas. A new access road to the north part of the campus also will be built this summer to replace the present road, which will be blocked by construction of the library, humanities, and fine arts complex next summer. The new access road will run from between the Geophysical Institute and Wickersham Hall to the vicinity of the University Fire Station. Two faculty houses will be removed to make way for the road. The campus utilidor system, which carries heat, water, and power to all of the buildings, will be extended approximately 200 feet in the West Ridge area this summer to prepare for construction of a new Geophysical Institute building. The only other work planned for this building is site clearing and improvement. Actual construction will begin next summer. Preparation for the new library, humanities, and fine arts facility will involve more destruction than construction. More than half a dozen buildings will be removed this summer to make room for the new facility. These buildings include faculty houses, the old university power plant, the former university carpenter shop, and several small storage structures. Once these buildings have been removed, the site will be prepared so construction can begin early in 1968 on the library, humanities, and fine arts facility. Planning is underway for community college facilities to be built in Juneau and Ketchikan. University officials have been meeting with citizens' advisory committees in the two cities to discuss programs and possible building sites. Architects for the two colleges have been selected. The Ketchikan facility will be designed by Jennings Graham of Ketchikan, and Lynn A. Forrest and Sons of Juneau will design the Juneau building. Construction on both is scheduled to start in 1968. Construction, then, is a way of life for the University of Alaska as the university continues its program of providing higher education facilities for all the citizens of Alaska. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service. From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university. April is a time for culture at the University of Alaska. It's the month the university's College of Arts and Letters presents its annual Fine Arts Festival. This year's festival will be a 9-day program of lectures, film, art and photography exhibits, and performances of Noel Coward's Private Lives, produced by the university's Drama Workshop, and Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical, South Pacific, produced by the university's music department. The Fine Arts Festival is our story today on This Is Your University. We have with us today Jean Donner, assistant professor of journalism and a member of the Fine Arts Festival Publicity Committee. Professor Donner, it looks like this year's festival is going to be the best yet. What are some of the events?
Actually, some of the events will start before the festival, which will be held April 14 to 24. The University Art Department is sponsoring an exhibition entitled Drawings of San Francisco that will be on display April 1st through the 14th. Festival activities will actually get underway Friday, April 14th, with the opening performance of Private Lives.
I've heard that that's supposed to be quite a comedy. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it was written by Noel Coward in 1929. He completed the script in 4 days while he was in bed recovering from the flu in Shanghai. He later appeared in a play with Gertrude Lawrence when it opened in England in 1930, I believe it was. The play concerns a divorced couple who marry again and meet on their second honeymoons. When they share adjoining apartments in the Riviera Hotel, their infatuation for each other flares up again and things start happening.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a very interesting production. How long will it run?
There will be performances on April 14, 15, and 16, and then again the following week on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
What about South Pacific, the second major festival production?
South Pacific will have a cast of about 40 and a full pit orchestra. It will be performed April 20th and the 21st.
You've already mentioned an art show. Are there going to be other exhibits?
Yes, the journalism department will sponsor a showing of the National Intercollegiate Photographic Exhibit for 1966. It will be on display April 16 through May 1.
Could you tell us about the lectures? What subjects will they cover, and just when will they be given?
Well, our featured speaker for the festival will be the internationally acclaimed poet and critic Paul Engel. Mr. Engel will discuss poetry and you on the evening of Sunday, April 24. We will also have lectures by some of our own people, Dr. Wolf Hollerbach of the Department of Linguistics and Foreign Languages and Professor Helmut van Flein, head of the university's art department. Dr. Hollerbach will discuss illusion and art on Monday, April 17, and Professor van Flein will speak on What is Art on Thursday, April 20.
What other events are planned for the festival?
We have a jazz concert by the Agogical Four, and don't ask me what that means, a local group on Monday, April 17. The program will feature contemporary jazz along with some soul dressing to show the difference between straight commercial and spiritual type jazz. We'll also have other events which are still in the planning stage.
Well, are these festival events only for students or can the public attend?
All events are open to the public. There will be an admission charge for both Private Lives and South Pacific, but most of the other events will be free. Tickets for Private Lives cost $2. Admission to South Pacific will be $2.50 for adults and $1.50 for students.
Thank you, Mr. Donner. We've been talking with Professor Jean Donner about the Fine Arts Festival at the University of Alaska on This Is Your University. This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program aired by this station as a public service. It was produced by the University Relations Office of the University of Alaska in cooperation with the university radio station KUAC. Your announcer has been Paul Quist. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.